Hey there, it's Eric Cohen once again, welcoming you to episode 6 of Jazz Journeys, our weekly podcast heard exclusively on WAER.org. We explore various aspects of this great genre of music that we call jazz, both past and present. And this week, a little history lesson. We're going to examine this week in jazz history. And I'll tell you what, a lot of important things happened this week in the history of jazz. And, well, we're going to get right to it. And we're going to cover the week of January 20th through the 26th. And we begin this past Monday, January the 20th, and it featured the birthdays of two impressive drummers, one of whom, Jeff Tane Watts, the Pittsburgh native who was born in 1960, and 31 years prior to that, a man by the name of Jimmy Cobb was born in Washington, D.C. Jimmy Wilbur Cobb, born 85 years ago, in 1929, Jimmy Cobb, over the course of his career, working with, well, a Hall of Fame of jazz artists from Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, John Coltrane, Kenny Burrell, J.J. Johnson, Ron Carter, Bill Evans, and the list goes on and on and on. But probably, in fact, definitely, Jimmy Cobb's most famous work is on what is considered by many to be the quintessential jazz recording, Miles Davis's 1959 epic, Kind of Blue. Jimmy Cobb is the last surviving player from that session. Let's take a listen to just a small sampling of Jimmy Cobb's work on Kind of Blue. Just a taste there of Freddie Freeloader from Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, which featured Miles, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly, Paul Chambers, and the last surviving member of that historic session, Jimmy Cobb, who turned 85 on January 20th. Also this week marked the recording of a 1965 album from the Miles Davis Quintet. There we go, back to Miles again. 6 years removed from Kind of Blue. This time it was Miles teaming with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, and Ron Carter. The album, ESP, and one of the seven selections on that album, a song that Miles co-wrote with Ron Carter. Here's a little bit of 81. Well, moving ahead to January 22nd, back in 1900, it was the birthday of valve trombonist Juan Tisol in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the noted trombonist and composer who made many contributions to Duke Ellington's band throughout the 1930s and 40s, and was the co-writer of two jazz standards that are as popular today as they were decades ago. Perdido, and this song, Caravan. ¶¶ Talk about doing a song justice. Oscar Peterson, along with David Young, Martin Drew, Joe Pass on guitar, with Caravan, written by Duke Ellington and Juan T. Sol. Juan T. Sol, born January 22nd, 1900. Also on the 22nd was the birth of the legendary trombonist and composer J.J. Johnson, who was born in 1924 on that date in Indianapolis, Indiana. Finally on that date in 1946, the great Billie Holiday went into the studio and recorded a song that would become one of her all-time classics.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone.
Billie Holiday singing Good Morning Heartache, which she first recorded January 22nd, 1946. Continuing along on this week in jazz history, January the 23rd, 1910, in Belgium, was the birth of guitarist Django Reinhardt, who certainly spearheaded the gypsy jazz movement, which still continues today. Also, in 1943, Duke Ellington gave his very first Carnegie Hall concert on January 23rd. And also in that very same year, 1943, in a small town in Anderson, Indiana, the birth of vibraphonist Gary Burton. So a happy 71st birthday to Mr. Burton, who just recently released his latest recording. On January 24th, 1920, the man who gave us the song Night Train was born in St. Louis, Missouri. Speaking of tenor saxophonist Jimmy Forrest. And hey, we heard Oscar Peterson earlier. Well, on January 24th, 1962, Oscar, along with drummer Ed Thigpen and bassist Ray Brown, recorded music from West Side Story. Moving along in this historic week in jazz history, the legendary Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim was born January 25th, 1927, in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Perhaps the foremost American interpreter of Jobim's distinctive mix of Brazilian rhythms and cool jazz, known as Bossa Nova, was Stan Getz. An album I highly recommend, Getz Plays Jobim. Let's enjoy a little bit of One Note Samba. And closing out this history lesson as we look back at some notable events this week in jazz history, January 26th, violinist Stefan Grappelli, born 1908 in Paris, France. And 21 years later, on that very date, January 26th of 1929, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this saxophonist was born. The legendary hard bop jazz tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger, who celebrates his 85th birthday in 2014, the great Benny Golson with the classic Killer Joe. So as you can see and hear, January 20th through the 26th in the jazz world gave us some legendary moments and introduced some incredible jazz musicians to the world. When you talk about Jimmy Cobb and Juan Tisol, J.J. Johnson, Gary Burton, Jimmy Forrest, Antonio Carlos Jobim, and Benny Golson. Hope you've enjoyed this latest edition of Jazz Journeys on WAER.org. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Eric Cohen, WAER, and listen to my afternoon jazz show on 88.3 FM, Monday to Friday from noon to 4. Remember, jazz, just four letters, but infinite possibilities. See you next time.